Listen, I want to know what's going wrong with the Kings. What was out there last Sunday? They played poorly. I think they played even worse yesterday against Adelaide. 119-99, their third defeat in four games, successive defeats at home. Brad Rosen's on the line. And Brad, what's going wrong?
Well, I hope it's not a conspiracy theory like you guys are talking about. But outside of that, they have not been playing well. How are we?
Terrific. Good, Brad. I think one of the most damning stats out of yesterday's game, Brad, was the rebounds. Off the boards, you'd think the Kings could really dominate most teams. But 18 rebounds, the lowest in franchise history. Adelaide took 42 rebounds off the boards. That's a game won and lost right there and there.
Yeah, it is. And it's the offensive rebounds that are the key. So, in the stats, they gave up 17 offensive rebounds. And they also had 13 turnovers. Now, an old coach of mine says that if you add those two together, that is 30 possessions. So, in other words, you have given Adelaide 30 more times to score a basket. Even if they make 50% of that, which is very low, that's still 30 points. Mm. And it's just way too many. Now, I speak on this show a lot, and I say the Sydney Kings, they need to keep teams 20 and under. Mm. If they do that, they win a game. That's 80 points of the game. They gave up 119 yesterday.
Yeah, defensively.
It was 27 points was the lowest they gave up in one of the quarters. The others was 27 and both 32. Mm. Their defense was atrocious. They struggled, and there's some, I don't want to say it's worrying times, but they need to sort that out or they're going to be way out of the playoff.
Well, Brad, probably a difficult question to answer. What is going wrong? Because one thing you'd expect, particularly with Bogut's presence, the rebounds, that the Kings dominate the boards, and defensively for most of the season, they have been so good.
Yeah, they have. And look, every team's going through this. Perth were 10-1 at the beginning of the season, and now they've lost 8 out of their last 10. Melbourne's been up and down. Adelaide, although they've had two good wins, they were up and down. Every team goes through this. It is very common. It's how you respond. And for the Sydney Kings, it's now how they've responded. In the last few years, they hadn't responded as well as what they should do. This year, they're different. They've got Andrew Bogut that it calls people out. He only played 23 minutes yesterday. Mm. And when he's not playing, it does hurt the Sydney Kings. So he didn't play real well. They've got Jerome Randall. They've got Kevin Lish, Brad Newley. They've got guys that are ultra professional. It's how they respond. And I think they'll respond well.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you make, Brad, because if we look at the A-League at the moment, there's some teams post-Christmas New Year who are just going through a little bit of a flat spell at the moment. So you put that down to the Kings' form at the moment. I mean, 3 out of 4 losses, all in New South Wales, including two at home. Their statistics as a coach I would look at and think that's a bit worrying because you've really got to win your home games and particularly make the most out of games where there's not a lot of travel involved.
Yeah, and look, I don't want to say there's complacency. They were sitting on top of the ladder. The teams below them were losing, so it was pretty easy and everything was going well. They didn't seem to have the energy. Look, when I played for the Kings, my whole career was in winter, and I had one season in the summer, right? Because it used to be a winter sport, and now it's a summer sport. And I still remember that first season over summer, when all your friends and your family, boyfriends, girlfriends, they're on holidays and, everyone's down at the beach and it's hot and sun. It's really hard. Mm. And I know you can say you're professional and that's what's got to happen. It doesn't matter. It's hard. And sometimes you're just not up for games. And that's what's happened for the Sydney Kings. So I certainly am not thinking it's alarming. It's not worrying times. But it's how they respond now, and that's what Andrew Gaze and the coaching staff have to get them to do.
Phil, and we said it a few times, haven't we, Brad, in recent weeks, this competition is probably the tightest in NBL history, and if the Kings lose a few more, they could potentially be in trouble missing the finals, but if they win the next couple of games, they're back on top of the ladder. It is that close at the moment.
Yeah, and that's what's phenomenal. And the league, like, kudos to the whole NBL. What they've done with this league is phenomenal. 5 years ago, before a guy named Larry Kesselman took over our league, we didn't know what was going to happen. Mm. We're now busting out of the seams. We are 7% up on crowd figures from last year alone. So we've got a 7% difference, which is the best across Australia. Our TV ratings are up. The crowds are pouring in. Sponsors are coming in. It is so. We've got 10 guys in the NBA with more maybe to come. We're playing the USA national team are coming to the Australia at the end of this year. Like, it's just phenomenal with what's going on with our sport, and it's so much fun. It's so good to see. It is so close, this league, and look, who knows what can happen.
And speaking of excitement, the All-Stars is named soon, Brad. Will our Ben Simmons make it?
Oh, it's looking close. Look, I mean, look, I can't believe he wouldn't be in there. And I hope that if he doesn't make it from the fan vote, then the coaches do the next voting. And I really hope. But it's going to be tight. And the only reason it's tight is because he's in the best league in the world. And there's really good players. And there's only so many spots that each team can have. So, look, hopefully he's there. And I really hope so.
Exactly. Now, just back to the NBL. We watched the Kings Illawarra last Sunday. Illawarra were very good against the Kings. And they've backed that up against New Zealand yesterday. They're starting to surge, Illawarra.
Yeah, they are. And I actually called that game on Fox and it was absolutely brilliant. They were down by about 13 at one stage and then they just picked it up, and I spoke about the Kings and their defence. Well, Illawarra and their defence was great. And look, I just think Rob Beveridge is an outstanding coach. He changed things in the middle of that game that really stopped New Zealand scoring for, you know, our basketball purists. It was doubling in the post and making New Zealand really do things different, and that's what they did. And it was great. New Zealand just dried up, although Jared Weeks, former Illawarra and Sydney King player, he was dynamite for New Zealand, but unfortunately it wasn't enough. And Todd Blanchfield was great, and again, I thought Rob Beveridge's coaching was outstanding.
Yeah, exactly. Massive game today. Brad, you mentioned how Perth have been on a bit of a slippery slope of late. They're at home against Melbourne, who are now ladder leaders. This could be a super game. Could turn Perth's season around again.
100%. And, you know, Perth just need this so badly. Melbourne, they were down and out against Cairns last week in Cairns and came up, and I don't know how they got that win, but they won. So they're still rolling. Perth, as you said, 10-1, or as I said earlier, 10-1. They've been, let's just put it out there, putrid the last few weeks, and they have been terrible with the way they're playing. They go home, they play in their arena in front of 13,500 screaming fans. If they don't get this, I'm not sure what they're going to do, because it's worrying times and they could easily miss out on the playoffs for the first time in 31 years. That's how long they've been in the playoffs for. So let's see and watch that game on Fox. It's going to be a ripper.
Probably the most successful sporting franchise of any sport in Australia.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, they're extraordinary. Just back to the NBA, I know Phil touched on it earlier, but Utah played, Dellavedova played Inglis, Utah versus Cleveland. How's Dellavedova going at Cleveland?
Yeah, it was okay. That was a cricket score, that one. Jeez, Utah played really well. Look, Dellavedova, he started when he came out of Milwaukee and went back to the Cavs, and of course he'd won a ring there with LeBron James. He's been playing really well, getting good minutes and stuff. You know, like it goes up and down with Deli, and I don't mean him personally. That's just the role he plays, as he's a point guard and he's got some massive scorers around him. Sometimes he has to shoot a lot and put the ball in the hole. Other times he's just got to make sure his team's getting in his sets and doing what he does. So Delhi's just fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, he's just a warrior, and any team in the league would want a guy like that.
Yeah, geez, the Australians are doing well in the NBA.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Hey, Brad, great to talk to you as always. I wish we were talking on better circumstances with the Kings, but like any sporting code, you have your ebbs and flows during the season. Let's hope.
Look, the big good thing to remember is they've got fantastic players that are professional and will turn this around. I really do believe they'll be okay. And remember, you know, that they've played well all season, and it's a bit of a hiccup. Go those Kings!
Yeah. Next
and
Saturday,
they're still
isn't
second.
It? Yeah, next Saturday against Brisbane, is that right? Next
game
for Kings.
Brisbane won last night as well. So. Brisbane are rolling. Anyone listening to this game, you got a chance to get out there, that'll be two awesome teams.
Terrific. Hey, Brad, thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll talk next Sunday, mate.
Good on you, remember. Go those Kings!
Good on you, Brad.
Good on you, Brad.
I hope the Kings can turn around against Brisbane. That's next Saturday night.